you guys not just get this zone to R2?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why I said it was gone through a couple reiterations. So
now wasn't there, is it all one parcel or is it two parcels in between the...
Well, that's so what happened was, and this, I'll go ahead and give some disclosures to what may occur. It was, if I may approach the screen, it was originally all, it's kind of complicated.
Right.
This was all originally one parcel, but this got conveyed over to Taney County District, Water District Number 3 by mistake. And I realize that, Scott, after the last time I was here, but it is true that currently the Water District owns that. They're conveying it back to us, or sorry, not to us, to Bill Wilson, because that was accidentally conveyed in the bigger transaction there where he sold that portion there, yeah, that's the arrows on, over to the district. They intend on using that, obviously. So I expect at some point, if I'm successful today, that I don't know this for a fact yet, but it's possible that secondary tract may go through a future request for the same rezoning if this was successful today. I don't know that, but it's possible that we would try to rezone that one along with this one.
How is the entrance given to that second track? How do they get to there?
If we get it done, Bill Wilson will own that second track onto the north there again, and access will be given through our track. So we have a site plan that's very rough right now. The access would come in off here, and there would be up there. Okay.
Current access is to the top part. Isn't there an easement or something? If I remember right, we had
There's a easement here, which I think a gentleman that owns this house will be opposed to this here in a minute, and he has some concerns about this easement here. The easement does not go all the way.
It doesn't go all the way through?
No. And so I haven't checked this property. I'm unaware there may or may not be an easement to this, but we wouldn't need it because we could completely access it through our property and not have to go through anybody else's.
But I'm assuming that has nothing to do with the zoning.
It does not. It does not.
That is your plan, so it would cause no disruption to any other homeowner.
From our perspective, it would not. It would definitely not go across their property. I will state in advance, I know that Mr. Burkhart, who has will probably oppose it, and I don't want to get too far into it yet. I'll wait till he speaks. But I will say, as I mentioned, that easement, you can see the road, what it is. I had a chance to look at it. I was unaware of its existence or what it was until after the meeting at planning, and so I looked at it. It's a shared easement. Basically, the easement is on both tracts of land. There's parts of it lie on our property and parts of it lie on his property, and it's just a shared drive. We wouldn't have any intent. We can't interfere with that legally, and we would not do so. I don't think anything would change as far as that easement goes.
I have no questions.
I'll sit down for now.
All right. Is anyone here in opposition? Come forward.
My name is Richard Burkhalter. I live at 1781 Bee Creek Road, and I am the gentleman that was referred to in the previous testimony. And I do oppose this change. This is our fourth time around. Every time I think I get comfortable with what they're going to do, they change it, which basically tells me that they can do anything they want to, when they want to, the way they want to. They have another access off of Bee Creek Road.
Wow. right about there. And I believe Commissioner Wyatt observed that the last time we were here.
It's still there. So that the what they're telling me is if they want to get off of Bee Creek Road, they can do it. And they have the legal right to do so. But what I'm trying to get at is the difference between legal right and moral right. If they would to decide to use that access that passes in front of our house, that easement, we're going to have trucks. We're going to have all kinds of other vehicles moving in and out of there. And if you can see, that's very close to Thunder Ridge access, the road that goes downhill. That's also a school bus stop. That road right now, Bee Creek, is incredibly busy. I've been told by one of the road commissioners that it's second only to Fall Creek Road in terms of busyness. So if they were to access Bee Creek Road by utilizing that access, then we would have a major situation there, not only for getting on and off of Bee Creek, but also in conjunction with the traffic coming off of Thunder Ridge. Now, I've been told that they wouldn't do that, but I've been told they wouldn't do other things that they've done. Secondly, they're not being a very good neighbor because we, over the past 2 months, we've called four times to have them to cut the weeds so that we can see Bee Creek Road before we pull out on it. I'm sorry I only have one copy, but I'd like to show you what that is. Each time we called the office, they said, oh, yeah, we'll get somebody out there right away. It's still there. So I know Bill Wilson. I'm a personal friend of his. And, I admire the guy a lot. He's a neat fellow. But when I call in and people tell me they're going to do something and they don't, then that builds my distrust of what they say they're going to do. He says they're, Carl said that they weren't planning on using that access through there, that easement. But if they want to, they can. I can't stop them. So in order to protect my property and the privacy of my home, I offered to purchase the strip of that easement that they currently own, which is, 20 feet wide and the length of my property. I offered to purchase that and have them to vacate the easement. I thought that was a reasonable request. They came back and says, no, I don't think I want to do that at this time. Well, why wouldn't they want to do that if they're going to get the access off of Church Road? Why would they want to keep that easement up there off Bee Creek? So it's not, to me, it's not adding up. So I'm opposing this because we reached an agreement the last time we were here to go to R2. I saw the plans. They were going to put six duplexes on there with the access off Church Road. I said, okay, fine. That's just fine. And now they're changing it again. Now, there's nothing in a sense once they do this, they can change it again and again and again. And all I have to do is sit there and take it. Well, I'm saying what is morally right. And if the morals don't come into the question, then I guess I'm just the stuckee on the deal. I want to correct one thing that was said during the pre-hearing. One of the things was said is, oh, well, you knew that was an easement when you bought the property. I'm afraid to say that, yes, I was not informed that that was an easement. I thought that was just a part of the drive. But then it was later when I tried to establish exactly where my corner posts were, I found out that was an easement. I had to download from your map here to find out that that was an easement. So I was not informed that that was an easement at the time. So there I was. I'm the stuckey again. So I understand, you know, lifestyle pretty much can do what they want to. But it's just a question that I'm asking to you is like, is that would you want to leave it that way? Would you want to leave it to where they can access Bee Creek Road through that easement or through their current access that they put in there maybe a year or two ago. Is that going to be all right? On a busy road, right where there's a school bus stop, right where there's a traffic coming out of Thunder Ridge, and they're building more houses down there. So, you know, I oppose this, but I would back off of my opposition of this if they would vacate that easement and sell me that little strip of land at current market price. So that's my plea to the commission. I know I have no other grounds to stand on other than my request to grant me my home the way I want to be able to live in it. We retired down here 9 years ago, retired military. I'm retired from my business. I owned a business, a consulting engineering business, for 26 years, and I've done work in 18 foreign countries, and I understand what business is. But at the same token, I also ran my business morally. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else want to come forward?
Yes, sir. Got a quick question. Who owns the? Does Lifestyle own it, or is you said an individual still owns it?
Bill Wilson, William Wilson, still owns it. I mean, in transparency, if we get it rezoned, MRG Group, which is a company that I work for, it will purchase it. Yes.
And you may not have to answer this, probably none of our. Is it under, like, is it contingent upon zoning change to be purchased, or? I guess my question.
Yes, it is contingent on zoning change.
Is we can't sit here and make deals for you guys. Is that something that you guys would want to talk about before we make a decision?
Meaning what he talked about? No, and because that did come up previously, and he offered that. And I did tell him on Friday that we aren't currently interested in it. And the reason is it's not some big secret. It's because I have current concerns about what that would do to my setbacks and stuff. I didn't give it a ton of look. But when you have rights of way and that kind of stuff with my buildings and that stuff, I don't know. I haven't given it a ton of look. But my initial concern was not using the easement, being able to continue to use the easement, but my setbacks on where I locate my buildings and that kind of thing. I would say that if, from what it sounds like to me, I'd just say that if he was willing to remove his resistance to it based on our ability to sell him that little chunk of land, what I hear him saying is he has higher concern about that easement, not the fact that we would use it for C2. So it's not his office. If I understand what he's saying, is he doesn't care that C2, because he'd remove that opposition if I could sell him that easement. So what that tells me is his primary concern is the use of that driveway, the future use of that driveway for our purposes. For our purposes, that wouldn't work for a multitude of reasons in our site plan. But just common sense will tell you that's a small little gravel road, and I don't know the width of it or anything like that, but I'm going to have problems with my ingress and egress of that road. I have far more ability to access a currently paved road that's got high visibility, already meets county standards in terms of width and all that stuff. I can come in on Church Road with no problem. I would have very little use of an easement coming in and off Bee Creek. So I just mentioned that. In terms of mowing, I didn't know that until he called me Friday, and I told him I'm trying to get someone out there to mow it. Even though I don't own the property, I'll try to put some pressure on the current owner to mow it. The other thing I'd say is to the road access, keep in mind, if his concern is the use of that easement, what I would say is under its current use of R2, there would be, I would contend, just as much, if not more, traffic with 12 different units.